What's up, guys? This is Big Drew, and this is Titan Lifestyle. Yes, I'm back in the studio. Took last week off. We were actually out of town at Pro's Gym in Columbus. Had a great time, but I'm glad to be back. Glad to be doing it here with you guys. And this is Titan Lifestyle. Every week I do this at 2 p.m. live Eastern Standard Time. I do Q&A. I talk about therapy of the week. I also talk about Titan events. And usually I pick out two topics, you know, current events, whether they're fitness related or just could be anything I think you guys would be interested in. I do the topics as well. But actually today, because last week or the week before last was such a big Q&A day, there was so many questions that didn't get answered. I told you guys I'm going to have one day specific for Q&A, and that's today. So as I'm doing this, get your questions ready. Get your Google search ready if you want to challenge me in my answers. I'm always ready to for people to tell me the right way. So if I ever give you guys an answer it's not right, let me know. I like to be corrected. I don't know everything. I'm not a doctor. So yeah, let's get ready to do this. Let's go on and see who's on here right now. We got a lot of people on here right now. Sean Jackson, Andrew Zamudio, Salsa, Salaza, Rogiello 600, CJW 4300, Danny Orcard, or Dakar, these are hard with these names. Big Bubba Lady, Big Bubba Dylan, KG137, Xander 734, Deeper 213, Caroline, Jerry Novak, Attic Queen just joined. Shout out to Attic Queen. Jessica's in the building, or online, I should say. John's brother's on time. CJW, what's up? What's up, man? How was the trip back? It was good to see you a little at John's birthday, actually. Xander 734, are peptides safer than traditional steroids? It depends what you mean by traditional steroids, and it depends what you need by peptides. Good question by Xander 734. First thing is you have to identify what peptides and what steroids you're comparing to figure out which one's safer. There are peptides that are very safe, and there are also peptides that are unsafe. There are steroids that are safe, and there are steroids that are unsafe. If you're looking on the peptide route, if you give me an idea, just while I have you online right now, if you give me an idea of what you're trying to get out of these two, I can give you a better idea of what's safer and what's not. But again, I mean, there are peptides that are safe, and there's also, you know, steroids that aren't safe. And not all steroids are anabolic as well. I mean, certain times people take steroids for asthma or other things. So give me a better idea of what peptide you're describing. If you give me the actual steroid, the actual peptide, I'll be able to tell you which one's safer. Chances are it might be the peptide, but it might actually be the other one as well. But again, guys, girls, you don't need to be using steroids as not by a medical provider. If you come to Titan Medical Center, we provide HRT, which is hormone replacement therapy. The hormone that we replace is usually testosterone if you're deficient. If you're deficient in that, if your testosterone level is low, the medical provider will actually write you something to give you testosterone to bring it up to optimal levels. But again, we don't prescribe the quote anabolic steroids. I know other clinics may, or they may have in the past, they may do now, but we don't. We do everything the safe route. So if you're looking to come over here to, you know, because you went to your last place and they gave you this, hey, if it doesn't show on your blood work that you need it, our medical providers are not going to write it. And again, you know, we only write stuff that's legal and prescribed to you. I'll see what else we got on here. Making Bulls, what was that? Trent D, Michelle, Joey Bings, Law Actual, K.R. Howley, Kagi, Jen Bond, Shemaine 46, I see you got the profile pic. Looks like a physique pic. Looks like could be female bodybuilding, I guess, but what category, what class do you compete in, and are you doing any shows soon, or have you did any shows this year? How'd you do? Keisha Swole just joined. Mary Weibel?
She's a transformation contestant.
Oh, yeah. Mary, I heard you're a transformation contestant, too, so shout out to everybody who's doing transformation, the Titan transformation. These people are, I'm seeing the pictures, I'm seeing the people come on. I'm actually working with someone that's doing it as well. And again, that's not biased at all. Just because I'm training someone to do the Titan transformation, I don't care if she gives me $1 million. If she's not deserving, she won't get it. So I judge fair no matter what. John judged fair no matter what. But I love seeing all these transformations. That's like my favorite thing is transformations. Like if you've been in shape your whole life and you get in better shape, I mean, that's good. But I love seeing men, women that are like completely out of shape or completely underweight or overweight, and they do the Titan transformation because they try to get the prize. And what usually happens is from them doing that process, they get a sense of what it feels like to be in shape. They love the compliments, they love the feeling, and it actually continues, which one of our transformation winners from last year, she's actually still at it now, going hard. So that kind of like snowballs people into living a healthy lifestyle. So I love that. Mary Webble said, what's good, Big Drew? Great meeting you at the Arnold. Yes, great meeting you as well. I met a lot of people at the Arnold. Your profile pic is kind of hiding your face with the hat. So yeah, it was great meeting everybody at the Arnold. The Arnold was great. I'll get into that a little bit later. But yeah, we had a great time out there. Pro Gym, it was great. Shemaine says she does both, competing again in the fall. Well, good luck with the shows. I could tell you compete. Got a good physique. I could also see from the stage pic. On your profile pic. Mac315, take it in clomiphene to bring my test up to up from 230. Should I add a test booster from GNC or Vitamin Shop, or are they a scam? Now, I'm not going to say that they don't, those boosters don't boost your testosterone. I mean, they may move it up a point or two, but you're not going to see a significant difference that's going to get you to an optimal level. So in other words, he said he got his test. He's probably going to get his test up from 230. 230 is usually the lower end. We try to keep our patients between 825 to maybe 950. That's where I keep my levels at. That's an optimal level where you should be. It's not a bodybuilding level. It's not a Mr. Olympia level. It's not a, you know, Captain America. But it's going to get you good, feeling good, you know, the right way. The test boosters that you buy from vitamin stores, supplement stores, on paper, on graphs, they may show a little bit of an increase, but it's the same increase as if you were eating like, you know, 4 or 5 steaks a day or something like that. It doesn't really boost it to the optimal level where you want to be. Even tribulus is like an all natural plant that they sell in capsule and powder forms. A lot of times you can get tribulus. Guys get tribulus like, oh, I want to go natural. So they get a whole bunch of tribulus, kind of old school. They'll take it to boost their tests. It's more of like a mental thing where they feel like they're getting something. I challenge anybody that's testosterone levels are low to take some of those boosters and come in and see if you can get to an optimal level. Not if it can boost it, because it may boost it a little bit, but it's not going to get you to an optimal level. So again, if you're taking in clomiphene to bring up your testosterone from 230, again, if you're taking in clomiphene, I'm assuming you're going through a medical provider, or you, I mean, at least you have an idea of what to do outside of an injection. If you're scared of injections, I would just stay with the enclomiphene. Get tested again in, you know, 4 to 5, 6 weeks after you've been taking the enclomiphene. See if there's an increase. If not, you might have to go the injectable route. The injectable route's always the safest and most effective way. It's better than the pellets, better than the cream. It's better than sublinguals for males. So yeah, I would just go with the enclomiphene. And again, if you want to take something like that, that's fine, but you're not going to get, in terms of the amount of money you have to spend to get any type of increase, which is going to be nowhere you get from us, it's going to be like too much. I mean, you're going to be consuming literally capsules and tribulus and that all day and still not get the effects of it. So go the real route, medical provider route, and always check your blood work. Don't just go off of how you feel. A lot of people, let me see. The Gonza Rock, Arizona Glazer, Steve Kokak, Illavelle 531. If you scroll up a little bit, please. 406 Gun Something. I like the name. Unreal, Matt Angle. Any questions, please, guys? Guys, girls, get your questions. I'm going to check in with TikTok right now. We got Facebook, TikTok, Instagram. Somebody just said, I thought that was CT Fletcher. Actually, I was with CT Fletcher last weekend, and we took some pictures, so I'm going to have to post. I'm going to have to post a picture of me and CT, because everywhere I go, people are like, I thought you were CT Fletcher. I'm a lot taller than CT Fletcher. He's got about 20 years on me. But yeah, it's an honor to be compared to him, because he's like, you know, he's an idol of mine. You know, it's not when I first got into this game, but I used to watch his videos when he first came out. But yeah, I was actually with him this weekend. Shout out to CT Fletcher. He was over at Pro Gym. Had a great time. You guys will see more video and pics coming up soon. But yeah. Everyone always says CT Fletcher or Kimbo for some reason. Once I grew the beard out, people like Kimbo or CT Fletcher. Dalton Fit, great question. If you don't have insurance, how can you do this? If you don't have insurance, you're basically just going to have to see what it costs you. Don't ask other people what they pay because they may get different things. Call the office, 727-389-3220, and just ask them. Say, let them know what you're interested in, and they'll give you an idea of pricing and how to go that route. Some of our therapies, you don't need blood work. Some you do. Some are real cheap. Like ECA is like one of the cheapest therapies we have, and it sells like crazy. It's a fat burner. It's a capsule. Gives you energy. Makes you a little bit, increases your body temperature a little bit, so you're burning. You feel great on it. No jitteries, no itchy, tingly like the pre-workouts. That's what I take before I train with some Hercules. But yeah, let's see what else we got. What are your thoughts on not using AIs at all? Again, I'm not a doctor, but I would assume if you're not using an AI, it's probably because you don't have any side effects of estrogen that you see. And when he's talking about AIs, he's talking about inhibitors, basically something like tamoxifen, anastrozole, letrozole, things that lower your estrogen. So a lot of times guys or girls, if you guys are taking something without a medical provider, you'll just take it and say, oh, I feel fine. You'll Google, what are estrogen symptoms? And you'll be like, I don't have any, so I'm fine. I actually had a close friend of mine. He was taking testosterone. He never got any symptoms of estrogen at all. It doesn't matter what he did or what he never got any actually symptoms of it. The known symptoms that, you know, guys look for. Puffy nipples, soreness in the breast tissue, mood swings, oily skin, breakouts. He didn't get any of that stuff. But when he got his blood work done, his estrogen was like through the roof. So again, you always have to go off of your blood work. If you get your blood work done and you're on testosterone and your estrogen isn't high, you may not need one. But again, most people do, especially if they're taking testosterone, because they'll see an increase. But what we prescribe here at Titan, we can do anything, but usually the main ones for HRT, if you prescribe testosterone cypionate, what we'll do is we'll give you maybe some anastrozole, which is a stronger of the two, or tamoxifen. Real quick, if you guys out there that have sore nipples, and that's usually a sign of estrogen building, usually what they do is they'll usually take anastrozole, which is Arimidex, and they'll take more of it to try to lower their estrogen. If you guys have estrogen that's targeted specifically in the breast tissue, if your nipples are sore, if they feel real sore, that means breast tissue is growing there from the estrogen, so you need to stop it immediately. If you stop it, you're fine. If you let it go too long, it'll become a lump, and it'll have to be surgically removed. That's right, surgically removed. So if you have that issue, go with tamoxifen, otherwise known as Novodex. It will target the breast tissue, the actual nipple itself. And then again, if you have something all over, you could do anastrozole. Or in some cases, we actually prescribe our patients both. If the estrogen is too high and they have both problems, they'll be on both at the same time. And again, that dosage is dependent on the medical provider. Hi, this is Patrick with Rograine. We are offering... Yo, this guy is funny. This guy's profile name is High Value Male. And he said, hi, this is Patrick with Rograine. We are offering a free trial. He's talking about Rograine and hair replacement. Hey, I'm too late for that, but it's funny, though. You got to have fun with these comments. All right, let's see what else we got. Whoa, Blue Rag. Blue Rag 13 says lost 149 pounds.
Where they all last week?
Whoa. That's big. I want to hear your story, Blue Rag. Chime us in a little bit. I'll give you another shout out, but I mean, I don't need you to write a book on here, but just something quick to let us know what was your starting weight and what was your end weight, and about how long did it take? That sounds like a good Titan transformation right there.
Yeah, very cool. All right, booyah.
Check back on Instagram. Oh, we flooded now.
Oh, this is good.
Let me make sure I read this question right before I, because this is a family show, before I verbalize it. Okay. The Gonzo Shark said, do you guys have primary care doctors? Do you work with? I'm 37-year-old male, and I need to get primary care doctor. And then I guess after I saw him, I got blood work, and then I go from there. Yeah, we do work with primary care physicians. We have medical providers. 37 years old, it's a good age. You might be low in testosterone. It's a good time to get your blood work done. So basically, you can come to the office. We're here in Tampa, Florida. We do blood work in-house, or whatever city or state you're in, just call the office, 727-389-3220. And what we'll do is we'll send you to some place closest to you, like a blood work place closest to you. We'll write the ticket on it. So you go there, get your blood work. Once your blood work results come back to us, one of our medical providers will call you and then go over your blood work with you. So if your testosterone is low, just for instance, they're going to call you, they're going to say, hey, look, your testosterone was low. This is the avenues we could take to get you to optimal level. But it's a pretty simple process. And again, the Gonzo Shark, if you need a discount, hit me up. I'll give you a discount on that blood work. It's crazy profiles. John E.M. Funny profile. I can't put that up on the back screen, but it's funny. I want to know about that 149 pounds. I'm going to jump into these therapy of the week real quick while we get these questions going. What's up, Stacy? I see Stacy just jumped on here. Always good to see Stacy. Always good to hear from Stacy. That's a Titan. Okay, let's jump into therapy of the week. First one, Motsi. Everyone's like, what is Motsi? Is it applesauce? What the hell is Motsi? I've been hearing people say that all week. What is Motsi? Motsi. Motsi is great. It's a new therapy that we have. We have a couple new ones. We have another new one I'll mention after this, but Motsi is great. It's going to give you more energy, health, aging. It's for weight loss, targets belly fat, increases energy, increases your IGF levels. So if you guys have taken IGF or MK or anything that does that, this is going to do that as well. Improves lean muscle, helps with increase of strength, muscle density, and the main one that everyone's going to be jumping up for is anti-aging. So again, Motsi is one of the newer therapies we have. It's an injectable therapy, water-based injectable, so it's basically painless. Again, your dosage is dependent, each person or patient to patient, I should say. But it also great. It helps with muscular atrophy, helps with metabolism too. So if you have a bad metabolism, helps speed that up. It improves insulin sensitivity, boosts energy, and again, the anti-aging effect. So if you guys are interested in this, call the office. Again, 727-389-3220. And we do service all 50 states except for Idaho. But if you're in Idaho and you have another outside address outside of the state, we can get it to you as well. Any questions real quick before I jump into the big one? The big, big one. Cool.
YouTube.
Got a lot of people on. Appreciate everybody tuning in right now. I want to know what's up with Blue Rag. Blue Rag 13, 149 pounds. If you're still on, I want to know how. When was your starting point and ending point and how long did it take? I always give shout outs for people to lose weight. I get more excited about people that lose like 100 pounds than I do for someone that like, you know, turns their body into like a, you know, Instagram fitness model or something like that. Like, I love seeing people lose 100, 200, because it literally changes their life. It's easier for them to move around. They can start going to events they never went to. They can start swimming at the pool. They can wear different clothes they never got to wear. It totally changes their life. I love it. Right. Next therapy of the week. Now, I talked about this before, but I just didn't give you guys an idea what it was. If you guys just heard me, what targets weight loss, belly fat, energy, IGF, lean muscle, strength, density, and anti-aging, all in one. I mean, the Motsi does great too. The Motsi is more anti-aging, you know, helps with energy and metabolism. But the Tessimerellin is probably the closest thing I've seen to growth hormones so far on paper that we have here at Titan Medical. If you put the, everyone always says you guys have growth hormone, which is HGH, human growth hormone. No, we don't have growth hormone. We have IGF-1. But we also have this new thing, Tessimerellin. I'm looking on this paper and it literally does almost everything that growth hormone does. The only thing I could see that it doesn't do is probably not going to make you tired or increase your water retention. I always like to compare something we have here at Titan to like what other people are taking. This on paper looks great compared to growth hormone. Now, if you're taking growth hormone, because a lot of people swear by it, it's going to make you tired. It's going to take months for it to kick in, and it's going to increase your organ size. So if you have big intestines and you take that, now your stomach's sticking out. You lose the weight, your stomach's still sticking out. A close friend of mine, shoe size, went up 2-3 sizes taking growth hormone for too long. So you got to be careful with growth hormone. This, not the case. Tessimerellin helps stimulate growth hormone, belly fat, increases strength, muscle density, and it also increases your IGF levels. Now, I know all you IGF lovers out there are going to want to take this with IGF and MK and all this other IGF boosting stuff. Make sure you ask your medical provider if you could take this with something else that boosts your IGF. You don't want to go overkill. This product's FDA approved, so you know it's safe for you, but just make sure you're not overkill by taking too much of an IGF-1 level. I was actually taking MK677 and IGF-1 about a year and a half ago, and it was just too much growth hormone. It was just too much of a release at one time. So I dropped one of the two, and I could take one of the two at the same time. So just be safe. Just be safe about it. Anybody else on here right now? Let me check the... let me check over here. We got all kinds of screens on front of me right now. Now, let's jump. What's that?
Can I bring it up, something up? Can you talk about how important it is that it's FDA approved and how good that is?
Yeah, another thing too, Art made a good point. He said the new tesamorelin, the new therapy I was just talking about, has all the great benefits. It's actually FDA approved. So a lot of people are right now, they're talking about FDA and, you know, they're going to take away peptides, they're going to take away this, take away that, because it's not FDA approved. Now this is FDA approved, so it's something you don't have to worry about. And a lot of times people, that's basically like your stamp of approval. Like when people see FDA approved, like, okay, yeah, I could take it. They don't question past that. Which is a whole nother show, but yeah, it's good. It's FDA approved. So if you guys are worried if it's going to be banned or this and that, as of right now, it's FDA approved, which means it's good to go. And again, it's a good question. Good point Art made about that, because that's the first thing people are going to say is, well, I want to order it, but you're not going to have it in a couple months because you're going to get rid of everything. So yeah, it's definitely FDA approved. It's one of the newest therapies we have, and it works great. I can't wait to see how it actually, these patients, whenever we have a new therapy that comes out, I'm excited because I see everything it does and the clinical, you know, the trials and all that does stuff. But I actually like to see actual patients, actual people I talk to and see, and people that message me how it affected them. So anyone who's starts taking tesamorelin, hit me up, let me know you started it. And I want to see some before and after pictures, if you don't mind. I just want to see how well it works. Or I might just be a guinea pig and do it on myself, because it is FDA approved. So
yeah,
I think it's FDA approved. So I might jump on it. Mary Wilbur says he has cystic thyroid. Can I take tesamorelin? I would definitely ask your doctor on that one. Anything that increases your IGF levels, which is insulin growth factor, like, you know, anything that increases that, you want to just be careful. Again, I would always ask anything. A lot of times people are afraid to tell their doctors or medical providers what they're doing. They're not going to arrest you. You go in there and say you're taking every illegal drug in the world. They're not never going to arrest. It's never happened before. You know, it's their job to diagnose what's the problem with you. So Mary, I would just go to your doctor or medical provider, let them know. You can Google search and do your own stuff too, but just go to your doctor, just see what they say, because you never know. I mean, you could Google search, your situation may be different than the next person, so just ask your doctor or call the office over here at Titan Medical, 727-389-3220. Just ask one of the girls, medical providers, just say, hey, you know, I started taking tesamorelin, and this is my condition, and they'll take it from there. Again, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a medical provider, but again, I always just ask. I'm like the little kid that's annoying to ask 50 million questions, so be that annoying kid that asks 50 million questions. It's a safer way to do it.
Yeah. And it's concierge medicine, so she can do that. She's a type patient.
Right.
That's the cool thing about concierge medicine. You can just ask them anytime, you're going to get a response.
Right. Art made another good point, too. All of our patients have concierge management. What that means is you can call, or you could even text the line. You could actually text that 727-389-3220. You could text that line at any given time, any question, and they're going to answer you back. It's like your own little coach. Part of the perks of being a Taisha patient, you have that access to be able to text. You don't have to call on the line and be transferred to four different people and wait with annoying music playing in the background. You don't have to, you know, enter your number to get a call back or any of that. Just text the number and wait. You'll get a text back. And it's that simple. Callie Donaldson says he's going into back surgery Monday. Any suggestions? I would just go off of what the doctor says. The back is a very tricky, you know, the back has so many parts to it, and I would just, you know, the spine is very particular, very, very sensitive. So again, that's not something you would ask me. I'm Drew, but I'm not Dr. Drew. So that's something you would have to ask your doctor, but good luck with your surgery. And again, what type of surgery is it? Because we have stuff here at Titan Medical that when you come back, it'll speed up the process and get you feeling better quicker. So just what type of surgery, and good luck with it. Hassan Albuquerque, how we can have it? Oh, I think you're asking about tesamorelin. Where do you sell it, Hassan? Okay, if you call the office, 727-389-3220, let them know you're interested in tesamorelin. One of the girls will walk you through the process. and we service to all 50 states here in the U.S. So if you're not here in the U.S. or you know someone in the U.S., we could ship it to them. That's completely legal. It's just a little bit of paperwork we got to do on that. But again, just call the office, and they'll be able to help you and let you know where you can get it. You can fill out new patient paperwork first. That's what I always tell people to do. So go to TitanMedicalCenter.com, fill out the new patient paperwork. So then once you called in, you can be like, hey, I just filled out the paperwork. It's a lot easier, a lot faster. Nah, Hassan, Hussein, sorry, I keep saying Hassan, it's Hussein. Sorry, Hussein, we're not worldwide yet. I wish we were. If we ever go worldwide, it's going to be nuts. But we're not worldwide as of yet, and we only service here in the U.S. as of right now. Torian Jones, shout out to Torian Jones. Video, shout out to Andreas, he's gone here. Shout out to Andreas. Yum Yum Love, shout out to Yum Yum Love. Yum Yum Love One, I like the name. Nice. Mary says she's texting now. I should run up front and tell the girls, hey, make sure you text back right away. Right, good job, Mary. That's easy. That's simple. Just text the line, any questions you have. Always ask a question before you, make the decision yourself. Don't ask your wife. Don't ask your husband. Don't ask Google. Don't ask your friend who's taking the same thing for the same problem, because everyone's different. Very cool. Shout out to, is that Lil Paisano was on here. Check TikTok, maybe see what's going on with TikTok right now. YouTube, TikTok, Facebook. The Cooper movie said, will you be attending Music City Fit Expo? No, we don't do Music City Fit Expo. I'll get into our schedule a little bit later. I'll get into all the Titan events. We have five or six new events that we just added, which is big. So, but no, we don't do the Music City Fit Expo as of right now.
Where's that?
I can't remember. Anybody out there that has any big, huge expos that they think Titan would do well at, let me know. There's expos all over. It doesn't have to be a bodybuilding show. It could be anything. It could be the Kentucky Derby. It could be anything. Anywhere you guys go where you think we'd do well at, we could set up a booth out there, and more patients, and more we put it out there, health is wealth is better. So that's a good question. When we won't be at Music City, but we'll find some other big ones. If we could benefit, you could benefit. That's what it's all about. We'll come. Also, peptides helped me drop 70 pounds. That's a good job. Stevie said he lost 70 pounds with peptides. What peptides? Yeah. And again, all these people are saying they lost weight. I just want to know where your starting point and ending point is. Because it's great if someone says they lost, 100 pounds. But if they're like, I don't know. I used to weigh 301 and now I'm 199. It just looks different when you see like even 103, 102 pounds. It looks different when you actually see it. But congrats on the weight loss so far. 70 pounds, that's hard. That's hard to do. Doesn't matter how big you are. Shauna Purcell just joined us. See her on the, I don't even know what platform this is. I have so many monitors. Shauna Purcell just gelled. Shout out to Shauna. I know Shauna's got some questions. That's the question queen. She always has good questions on here, so. Yeah, let's get into some of these Titan events I was just talking about. We have a bunch of new events coming up. We just took on the Clash Series, which very good. So Clash Series is a bodybuilding show here in Florida. It's in Orlando, Florida. All the shows, the Clash Series that I mentioned, are going to be in Orlando. So I'm not going to go through and say Orlando every single one. Just know that they're all in Orlando. The first one is March 30th of this month. I believe it's 3 weeks. Is that 3 weeks from today? March 30th? 3 weeks from today, I'll be out in Orlando for the Clash. That's the Clash Series. March 30th, it has NPC National Qualifier. It's also open nationwide. It's an IFBB Pro League bikini and Masters bikini. So I know the bikini girls are going to be at this show. The Clash Series is always like, they always have like huge female following, huge bikini shows. So this is like a bikini heavy show right here. It's going to be great. It's March 30th. And again, it's NPC and pro. It's national qualifier. So it's open nationwide. What that means is if you're out in snowy Wyoming or Oregon or something like that, and you want to take a little trip, come down here, compete in the show. And then after you're done competing in the show, you're in the best shape of your life. You're here in sunny Florida. You can enjoy the weather and the beach while you're still in shape before you go back, if you have the means to do it. But that's just something I would do. I'd kill two birds with one stone. Rather than pay for a vacation and pay for a show, I'll pay for the show, and then once I get there, vacation afterwards, and it'd be like that. But that's March 30th. Again, all these shows are in Orlando. After that, April 27th, it's the Girl Power, another all big, huge female show. Girl Power Championships, that's in Orlando. Again, national qualifier, again, open nationwide. This is Bikini, Masters, and Bikini. So these class shows are huge, huge bikini shows. Again, that's April 27th. All these shows are in Orlando. After that, another NPC clash. This is the Southern USA Orlando Championships, and that is on May 25th, Clash Series Southern USA. Big show again, and again, more bikini. Bikini nationwide. I think some of these shows have more than just bikini, too. On these flyers, I'm seeing bikini, bikini. One of them had physique. One of them had a lot of other things, too. But, yeah, so that's May 25th. If I get any more info on these shows, I'll let you guys know. And, again, nationwide, so you can come from anywhere, pro and amateur. After that, we have the Tampa Pro. I can't believe Tampa Pro is coming back around. It's going to be August 1st or the 3rd. I'll give you guys more details when the Tampa Pro gets closer. But again, you know, Tim Gardner always has a great show. It's his show. It's here in Tampa, Florida. I don't know if we have a specific location yet. Let me see if we have a location on this. Usually it's at the Grand Hyatt Bayport, but don't mark my words for it. Do not mark my words for it. It might be in a different location. I know Tim might like to switch it up. But again, this is the Tampa Pro August 1st through 3rd here in Tampa, Florida, sponsored by none other than Titan Medical Center. I love the flyer, too.
Yeah,
I'm looking at the flyer with Tim. Tim Gardner Productions. Shout out to Tim. I love the flyer. It's colorful. It's got a little bit of the Florida vibe in it. It's got the Titan across the top. It's legible. Yeah, they did a good job with that flyer, Tim. Okay, after this, back to the Olympia. Yes, the Olympia is back in Vegas, and the venue is insane. Yeah, it's going to be, October 10th to October 13th, Mr. Olympia in Vegas. The new venue is crazy. It's the 60th year celebration of the Olympia, so there's going to be all kinds of awards. There's going to be all kinds of festive more than regular festive Olympia stuff going on. I mean, again, the venue, let me see if Art could pull up that venue real quick. The pictures were ridiculous for the venue.
Where did you have it at last time?
Oh, here we go. It's at the Resorts World Las Vegas, which is like a huge, huge resort. I don't know if Art, you could throw a picture behind me on the screen for them to look at real quick. But this place is huge, and apparently has everything at the hotel. So, I mean, everything you need to do. I mean, people go there, and they can literally stay on the premises the whole time. But if you look at this behind me, I don't know if you guys could see this. It's like a huge, basically like a huge modern-looking city-type hotel, and it's right in the middle of everything. So it's going to be a great time. I'm not sure if we're staying there or not, but either way, that's going to be insane. The venue is going to be there. The show is going to be there. So, yeah, it's going to be a great time, and that's going to be October 10th to the 13th. After that, back to the Hurricane Pro. Seems like the Hurricane Pro didn't pass by too much long ago, but right back again. Hurricane Pro, that's going to be October 18th. Another Tim Gardner. Look at these flyers. Tim, whoever does your flyer, Tim, whoever did your flyers this time, these are some of the best flyers I've seen. You guys have seen me for years. I've been doing this forever. These are some of the best flyers I've seen, like by far. But again, Hurricane Pro, October 18th through 19th. It's in St. Petersburg, Florida. I believe it's going to be at the Coliseum, which is a great venue, but don't mark my words. But it is going to be in St. Pete. 24th anniversary, sponsored by Titan Medical, Hurricane Pro. And it's also Hurricane Masters Pro. What is Masters? I hear people, what does that Masters mean? It basically just means older, 35 and up. So you could be a 35 and up, 40 and up, 45, 50, different categories. And they also have open as well. Again, October 18th to the 19th, Hurricane Pro. Last show is a class show, another class show. So we have 4 class shows we're doing this year. So we're taking all the class shows we did. The last one is the IFBB Pro League Clash Series All-South Championships in Orlando. Yeah, this is a good show. Great show. Clash, All-South. I believe the All-South used to be in St. Augustine. I did it back in, I think, 2016 or 17. I won that show. But I think now they have it in Orlando. But, yeah, it's going to be a great show. November 2nd, Clash Series. Let me see if I can get some categories. You can scroll up a little bit for me.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Women's physique, NPC
Yeah, this is the one. This is the one that's in women's physique and bikini. If you guys look at the screen behind me, there's like four different categories, so to speak, with the class thing. So the whole lineup is, I mean, class is everywhere. We got class in, we're not doing these class, but there's in South Carolina, there's ones all over. So when you guys, there's one in Wyoming, actually. So I don't even know what's up there besides trees and cows. But so if you guys are Googling, looking at class, make sure you guys are looking at the ones that are in Orlando. Those are the ones we are sponsoring. If you go to the website and you see, wait a minute, Drew said it's in Orlando. This is, so make sure it's the right class. There's a lot of class shows. But again, that's going to be November 2nd in Orlando. It's the last class show. Now, that's pretty much it for events as of right now. Again, we might be adding some, so tune in every week. Check out the website. Also, subscribe to the newsletter where you can get all this information. Let me just jump back on, make sure I don't miss anybody's questions like I did last week. I hate when I miss questions. I hate when I stop the live and all of a sudden I go, Art will scroll one of the screens and I see a whole bunch of questions I didn't get to. Do you guys prescribe high blood pressure meds to continue TRT? Richard_lifts. I believe we do prescribe high blood pressure meds, but again, that's patient dependent. We're not going to give someone high blood pressure meds just because they're on TRT or HRT. Everyone's different. So again, just call when you ask the medical provider, just let them know, or get your blood pressure done, get your blood work done. If you're local, come to the office, you can get your blood pressure done and your blood work done and speak to someone all at the same time. It'd be a lot easier. But again, that's patient to patient, is everyone's different. Everyone's different with that. Sometimes you don't need blood pressure. Sometimes you may have underlying health issues. You may have histories. You may be doing other stuff. So that's really, really, that's really great area for me to just answer specific to one person. Right. Any other questions before we jump off? Let's see.
You tried a new PT.
Stacy said, "Have I tried the new PT 141?" I have not tried the new PT 141. Stacy, shout out to Stacy. If you guys don't know what PT 141 is, it's basically what we have here. It's called a bedroom enhancer, what we call here at Titan Medical. It's basically going to be able to make you perform better and have your mind, your libido increase. So just real quick, a lot of times people will take something they can perform, but they're not mentally there. This is going to stimulate your mind and it's going to stimulate downstairs. So yeah, it works pretty well. And I believe females can take it too. So if you guys have a weekend getaway, romantic getaway or something like that, you could take it, she could take it. And go crazy. TikTok's always got stuff on there.
I think we're good for now today. Might be slow. I was talking to somebody. We go live at 2:00. Everybody's working.
What do you guys think? You guys think if we went live at a different time, it would be better? You think it would be good in the morning? You think it'd be good like later? 5:30 or something like that. People get off work at 5. What do you guys think? And also too, we have people tuning in from all over the country, even over the world. So what is a good time that will be good for everybody? I'm not saying I will change it, but I'm always up to ideas. We're in Florida right now and it's, what time is it? It's 2:47 p.m. right here in Florida. So Mr. Scarfield, which one is good to get bigger? I have done circles before like 5 years ago. Which two are you referring to? Are you looking for something you could take at Titan to get bigger? If you are, we got MK677. We have HRT if you're qualified for it. Just let me know what you're comparing to and what you'd like to do. You say you want to get bigger. You want to just gain weight. You want to gain muscle. What do you mean by big? Sometimes people mean big, just weight. Sometimes people mean big, lean mass and ripped. So it is what it is. Revolution Apparel says there are reports that compounded semaglutide isn't the same thing as Ozempic. Yes, it's the same thing. If you look at the actual ingredient, not just semaglutide, it could be anything that's compounded. If you look at the actual ingredient, it's basically the same thing. The only thing they're doing is slapping the label on it of Ozempic. Ozempic is the major company that sells or distributes semaglutide. In other words, an easy way to put it is Advil. Everyone calls it Advil, but it's not Advil. It's ibuprofen. Advil is just the company name that produces ibuprofen. So if I go to the drugstore and buy a bottle of Advil, and I go to the down another aisle and I get the generic version, those are literally the same things. Even if I go to the pharmacist and say, which one's different? Even the pharmacists say they're the same. Turn the labels around. Each one is 200 milligrams of ibuprofen, but one is called Advil because of the company name. Now, what happens is over time, people refer to Advil so much that they think that's the actual ingredient, kind of like Tylenol. Tylenol is not actually called Tylenol. That's just the company. It's called acetaminophen. So if you get Tylenol from a drugstore, it'll say Tylenol on the front. Turn to the back. The ingredients is acetaminophen. If you get generic drugstore brand acetaminophen, same thing. So it goes the same way when you're compounding stuff. As long as the drug is what it says it is, it's going to work just as well if something that's not from a compound pharmacy. Certain people, they just love name brand stuff. So it's kind of like, you know, a Nike shirt, slap a Nike logo on it and a Nike tag. Now it's $40. Take that tag off. You could sell it at the flea market for $5. Same material, same clothing. Also Viagra too. I always hear people say Viagra. They're like, oh, Viagra, Viagra. Viagra is not even the actual name of the substance. Or Cialis. Cialis isn't the actual name of the substance. The substance is Cialis. The active ingredient is Tadalafil. So if you were to get some Tadalafil, whether it's from a pharmacy or wherever, as long as it's Tadalafil, then it's the same as Cialis. Cialis is just the company name. So always turn the label around, whether it's food, whether it's anything, medication, always turn the label around, look at the inactive and the active ingredients to find out what it is. That's pretty much it for now. Let me just check all these screens real quick before I miss anybody. That's pretty much it for now. I will see you guys next week. Make sure you guys tune in every week, 2 p.m. Get your questions ready. Jot them down. I want a whole bunch of questions next week. Make sure you guys check out the new product, Tesamorelin and MOTC. Great new therapies, and they are FDA approved. Tune in on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. Hit the bell so you're notified when I do these videos. I also have a podcast, and we're also on Facebook as well. So I'll see you guys next week. Have a great week. Be safe. This is Big Drew for Titan Lifestyle.